WXJ84, operated by the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Charleston, West Virginia. It transmits 24 hours a day on a high frequency of 162.4 megahertz. Specially built receivers, scanners, and multiband radios can receive these broadcasts. Some units cost as little as $20 and are available from local electronics and department stores.
Front made its way to southern West Virginia Tuesday and should continue slowly southward, reaching southwest Virginia during the morning. The warm, moist air will keep the chance of showers and thunderstorms over the area, but the greater likelihood would be to the south and east. A weak low pressure system will move along the front Thursday, continuing the likelihood of stormy weather across the region. Now the forecast for the listing area. Today, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s with light south winds. The chance of rain, 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows will be in the upper 60s, light south winds, and a 50% chance of rain. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs will be in the lower 80s. The chance of rain, 70%.
Extended forecast for the mountains and western slopes of West Virginia, Friday through Sunday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms through the period. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s. Now take a look at the weather at 9 o'clock this morning. On weather radar, other than a few showers in the northern panhandle, there's no precipitation. Look on satellite picture, you see a pretty widespread area of fog and cloudiness over the bulk of West Virginia. The denser fog is over central and western portions of the state. As the sun does its thing here over the next couple hours, this fog will gradually dissipate, and by later on this morning, we should be seeing some sunshine. Specifically, Beckley is cloudy 70. In Charleston, we have fog 68 with a relative humidity of 97%, calm winds and barometric pressure 30.15 inches. Up in Elkins, they have fog 65. In Huntington, they are cloudy with fog 69. Morgantown is cloudy 64. And in Parkersburg, cloudy skies 67 degrees.
Our climate summary for the past 24 hours at 8 o'clock this morning. Yesterday, saw a cold front settle down through northern and central West Virginia during the daytime hours, kicking off one band of showers that crossed from west to east, mainly over northern and central counties. Then during the heat of the afternoon, more storms formed in eastern Kentucky and moved east through the southern coal fields. Thus, we had wide variations in precipitation depending whether the location was under one of the heavier showers. Rainfall amounts typical of July range from nothing to over an inch. Hottest temperatures were down to the southeast, and the coolest temperatures yesterday were near the frontal band and back in the clouds up to northern and northwestern counties. For example, Bluefield had 85 degrees for a high. Beckley, Charleston, and Huntington all had 83 degrees. Elkins 81, but Parkersburg only had a high of 80. Morgantown failed to reach 80. Their high was 76. This morning's lows mostly in the 60s, 62 at Elkins, Morgantown and Beckley 63 degrees, Parkersburg 65, Huntington 66, Charleston 68. Precipitation at the airport sites, Huntington 100th in the last 24 hours, Morgantown 200th, Beckley 400th, Parkersburg 800th at .08, Elkins 1100th. Here at Charleston, we had around a half of an inch, .48. One heavier band of precipitation went through around Spencer over into Braxton County. Spencer and Rosedale had about an inch of rain. Clendenin and Rock Cave reported about 8 tenths in the past 24 hours from our cooperative network. Sunrise this morning was around 6:20. 1 minute later this morning, or rather tomorrow morning, 6:21 a.m. Sunset tonight is at 8:45. This climate information will repeat every other cycle.
For the latest severe weather information, tune in 24 hours a day to WXJ84, Charleston, West Virginia, the voice of the National Weather Service.